This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. Thanks so much for listening. In the midst of a major humanitarian disaster in Yemen, a botched January 29th special operations raid by the U.S. military and its SEAL Team 6 has projected a potentially flawed Trump policy in the region, restricting military access to Yemen and making matters worse in Yemen on many levels. In that raid on a suspected compound belonging to militants with al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, an on-the-ground firefight ensued. A Navy SEAL was killed along with 14 militants and many civilians, including one American citizen. One consequence is that the Yemeni government, or what passes as the Yemeni government, has put a moratorium on the United States to run special operations ground missions in that country. The mission is being considered a success story by the Trump administration because commandos recovered laptop computers, cell phones, and other data to better understand the inner workings of al-Qaeda. Joining us now is Eric Schmidt, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, John.
Let's just step back and put this in broad context. I mean, there's 80% famine in Yemen that's believed to be the result of a prolonged conflict helped by the United States, initiated by the Saudis and continued by the Saudis. The U.S. has had covert ops inside Yemen during much of the Obama administration. Now we're into the Trump era. What is going on here? How do we identify responsibility? And what could be possibly the strategic significance of the object of this raid, which was apparently not human assets?
That's right. What we've seen here is the United States very concerned about one of the al-Qaeda branches, specifically the al-Qaeda branch in Yemen called al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Right.
This is the organization that many U.S. officials say is actually the most dangerous terrorist organization, poses the biggest threat to the American homeland.
It was the al-Awlaki branch of al-Qaeda, right?
That's right. And they also were the ones who kind of spawned the they had three different attempts to carry out airline bombers against the United States, including the so-called underwear bomber in 2009. The trouble is, about 2 years ago, the government of Yemen under President Hatti fell to some Iranian-backed rebels, setting off civil war within the country. And that left the United States without an effective counterterrorism partner on the ground. And it allowed al-Qaeda to spread, particularly in the southern and eastern part of the country. So what the United States was trying to do in this raid in central Yemen was to scoop up laptops, cell phones, other materials that they hoped would give them leads on any kind of plots that al-Qaeda was cooking up, but also phone numbers, locations, names, anything they could get that would help them target some of these militants on the ground there.
Now, this isn't exactly a visit to, you know, Best Buy. This is a significant attempt to get high-value assets. Or is it a pointless exercise in putting human lives at risk to get some computers?
Well, this is the question. Obviously, the Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6, which is the unit that carried out this raid, it's the same group that killed Osama bin Laden in 2011, are highly skilled. They practice these kind of operations for weeks, even months. I was told they set up a kind of a mock village outside of Djibouti. So they try and anticipate everything that can go wrong. The trouble with this operation apparently was they didn't anticipate well enough. There's some evidence from our interviews that the militants in this compound were tipped off, at least to some extent, that the SEALs were coming. That undercut the element of surprise that's so important in these nighttime raids. There were also women who took up arms and were fighting, apparently fighting ferociously among the various fighters. And they also took cover in dwellings where there were civilians. And this, of course, leads to one of the tragedies of this, is that not only was a Navy SEAL killed in the operation, but many civilians, including some children. One of the children who's apparently been killed is the 8-year-old daughter of al-Awlaki, who was visiting some relatives in this village when this took place. Unclear if the Americans even knew this little girl was there. She's never set foot in the United States, was born in Yemen, but since he was an American citizen, she too intrinsically is an American citizen. So that has kind of raised another degree of complication in this.
If we have, as you say, no credible counterterrorism partner in Yemen because of the fall of the government 2 years ago, What is the significance? How do we even interpret this idea that someone has withdrawn permission, the Yemeni government, for the United States to run special ops in Yemen?
Well, the United States still recognizes the government of Yemen, even if it doesn't control much of their country. The U.S. is supporting the Emiratis, who in turn are organizing and training Yemeni forces who are combating al-Qaeda. And actually, so far, they've done a pretty good job. What this mainly affects, our understanding is, are these kind of commando operations. And just this morning in Cairo, the Yemeni foreign minister was saying he was somewhat taking issue whether there's a full suspension. He called it a reassessment of the mission on the ground after this raid. So that may be just Diplo speak for trying to balance what no doubt has become a very hot political issue in Yemen, given the number of civilians who were killed, and the Yemeni government's understanding and commitment to carrying out these type of counterterrorism operations in cooperation with the United States.
Finally, disposition of the Navy SEAL body, and did they get any hardware as far as we know?
Well, the American was brought back. I mean, this was President Trump's first counterterrorism mission that he authorized since taking office. And he and his daughter Ivanka went out to Dover Air Base last week to pay honor to the casket and the remains, Chief Petty Officer William Owens, who was whose body was returned to the United States. As far as what they actually pulled out of the raid, there was a classified briefing on Capitol Hill yesterday in which Pentagon officials told the senators that they had got what they came for, meaning they are getting some intelligence value out of the electronics they pulled out of that. Military officials have not been more specific than that, and many have told me that it's going to take some weeks to do a full and complete analysis of the materials that were pulled out just to see exactly how important the information is.
Great stuff. As always, Eric Schmidt, national security correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.